This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Claire has written a cookbook called The Home Cookery Year. And it turned out to be very prescient because many of us feel that whether or not we wanted to, we've had a home cookery year. In fact, sometimes I feel like I've had one of those about twice a week. Claire's joining us from her kitchen in Bristol and she's going to cook something festive for us. But just before we get to that, Claire, I did allude to the fact that some of us have felt rather chained to the kitchen at times during lockdown. And it can seem rather endless with everyone home all day. How was lockdown for you?
Oh, do you know what? I feel very lucky that you know, it was okay. I think I've got perfect age children for lockdown, really. So my kids are 13, 10 and 7, so not teenagers wanting to go out so much and not too young to sort of need too much. So I felt very lucky and it was good, really. We sort of did a crash course in cooking throughout lockdown one and a bit of two, too.
So you have an Instagram. You're called, I think it's at 5 o'clock apron, aren't you, on Instagram? And during lockdown, you posted videos of you and your children cooking together. So it was all very much about kind of cooking for kids. What kind of feedback did you get for that?
Do you know, that was just brilliant for me. Instagram felt wonderful, really. It felt like a sort of opportunity for me to sort of show that I wasn't really sitting in an ivory tower writing about food and sort of making it difficult or esoteric, really. I just practiced what I preached, really, and we cooked the book. So I finished the edit on the book just as we went into lockdown. And from there on in, we just started cooking our way through the book together. It was brilliant.
So, I mean, it wasn't, I mean, I suppose people sometimes feel like, oh gosh, was it completely perfect and idyllic? But it wasn't perfect, was it? Because the kitchen wasn't quite there, was it?
No. Yeah, I wouldn't have planned doing my kitchen in a pandemic before, no. No, we had a wall. The wall was missing. We had no oven and no sink. So I was washing up in the bath and cooking on an induction. And in the summer, we had a sort of barbecue outside. Yeah, it was interesting.
Now, I've got three sons and I did get them cooking a lot, for which I hope that I will have the endless gratitude of any future partners or flatmates. But they are teenagers and so they're very strongly motivated by food, a bit like Labradors. But if you've got younger children, how do you encourage them to get into the kitchen?
Do you know what? Just get them going from an early age. So I always think that kids actually quite like washing up, to be, you know, soap.
My goodness, that's impressive if you've got your kids washing up.
Well, you know, stand a toddler on a stool and give them some hot, soapy water and you're sort of, you know, it's not teaching them to wash up properly, but I think you just incrementally make it a very natural environment to be in. So picking herbs, grating cheese, you know, my 13-year-old's pretty good now.
Tell me about the recipe that you've got for us today. I know it's got Brussels sprouts in it and I think we should just probably address the Brussels sprout issue because yes. It's lovely to have something seasonal, but I do know that a lot of listeners will be going, oh my goodness, not Brussels sprouts.
Oh, Brussels sprouts boiled to death are horrible. I don't think anyone actually likes them. So I find if you chop them up, shred them really, and then fry them hard, the natural sugars caramelise and Brussels sprouts become this really lovely, sweet, sort of rich, sort of nutty vegetable. And, you know, on this galette with pancetta and chestnuts, it's just delicious and so simple, really. It's not really rocket science. It's easy to put together and you can have that on the table, you know, in 25 minutes, really.
And would you do that as a main meal, Claire, as opposed to just an accompaniment on Christmas Day?
No, I wouldn't do it on Christmas Day. I think I might get a few raised eyebrows.
I meant on Christmas Day you might have it as well as the turkey, but on another day, on an ordinary evening, could you have that just as a main meal on its own?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, sprouts are now, so I just love cooking like that. It's the only way to cook, really. Seasonally, it's more economical. It just makes sense. So sprouts are now. Get some shop-bought or make your own pastry, and then it's easy to do, really. Yeah, I'd make that and have that with a big green salad, maybe. Kids would eat it too.
I know that you know, there are obviously a lot of amazing women chefs and male chefs too, who've been able to combine having a young family with those hours. But they are they're pretty brutal, aren't they? It's not very family friendly to actually be a chef working in a kitchen 5 nights a week, 6 nights a week.
Yeah, I think it's age as well. You know, I've been a chef since my early 20s, and in my 20s I had that sort of drive and energy to sort of want to stay up late and be working the hardest, the longest, more doubles the better, you know. But now I've got children, I do essentially want to be able to put them to bed at night. So I think that doesn't really dovetail too well when kids are the age I have them. But it's never say never when they're older and they don't want to see me in the evening so much. I might head back into a kitchen, but you know, I've been very lucky. I've sort of managed to sort of maneuver this sort of career path. So I feel really fortunate, really.
Now, a lot of people are about to be cooking an awful lot more over Christmas. Tell us about your tips for meal plans that you share on Instagram. What is your best advice for busy parents or anyone who just feels like cooking's become a bit endless?
Well, it is an extraordinary year for home cookery, isn't it? So my book is truncated into sort of weeknight meals, budget cooking, feasts, celebrations, and what I call payday cooking, you know, when you're feeling a bit flush. So I think that is essentially, if you navigate cookery like that and you make sure that you're compassing all those grounds, then I think it's easy, really. So, you know, your dinner on a Tuesday night is going to be very different to the sort of Saturday night just before Christmas when everyone's feeling excited. So I think essentially, I mean, I can't actually work with a meal plan myself. I think food is too exciting for me, so I feel like I need the moment to take me. But I think as we go into Christmas, I think people just need to remember that it is essentially just a Sunday lunch, so let's not get worried too
much.
Let's not
panic too much about that one, yeah. And what about, you know, this idea that, you know, at 5 o'clock every evening you are there, you know, in the kitchen making supper. That's something that that not everybody wants to do every night, but right now we have to.
Well, quite. I mean, we all have to eat, don't we? So my Instagram feed is actually quite a great a sort of a reflection of what we all do. So sometimes the kids will be home from school and starving and they want food in 20 minutes, you know, and other times they'll have the luxury of time and maybe more sort of interesting produce on. So I think essentially food is we should take the sort of, it shouldn't be daunting, I suppose, really. And I hope through my food writing and my work as a chef, I can encourage people to see a sort of easier framework for family food and life, I suppose.
And how important is it to you? I know you've also worked with schools and children that aren't your own to try and persuade other children about the values of home cooking. How important do you think that is to actually sort of instill in children a love of food rather than them feeling that it's a bit of a chore?
Absolutely. I mean, I've done a lot of cooking in schools and nurseries environments, and I've never experienced a child not wanting to eat the food that they've been engaged in the act of making. So that is paramount to me. And I feel like primary schools need to get more cooking in their classrooms and stuff. In high school, my daughter's high school, they do. And that's brilliant. But yeah, I think children need to be excited about food and not made to feel like this humdrum thing that needs to be done, breakfast, lunch and supper. You know, we should be, it's food and growing food should be part of the curriculum.
Claire Thompson, thank you.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Hey Austin, tired of battling the mighty pollen? We've got your back. Aspire Allergy and Sinus offers lasting allergy relief so you can chuck those temporary fixes and savor that sweet, sweet taste of victory over pollen. With same-day results and tailor-made treatment plans, we've turned the tables on allergies. Aspire patients enjoy relief that lasts for years. Schedule your appointment today at aspireallergy.com. Turn your daily sneeze-a-thon into a breeze with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Go to aspireallergy.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.